In Seattle, people renting properties on platforms like Airbnb or VRBO will have to get an extra license this year. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea explains the goal is to help the city keep better track of short-term rentals.
When the city council was debating regulations on these platforms in 2017, one concern was that property owners were choosing to rent units for the short term instead of for long-term housing. The licenses will give the city a better sense of who's operating rentals where. The new law also limits how many units people can rent, one that's primarily occupied by the owner plus one additional unit. Laura Spangen is the senior public policy director for Airbnb.
This really struck, I think, a really good balance, right, to kind of deal with the issues that were unique to Seattle around affordable housing and other issues, but still allowed kind of, you know, your mom and pop operators and those folks to continue to operate.
There are a couple exceptions to the limit based on how long you've been operating and where. The new license costs $75 per unit. That's in addition to the Seattle business license that operators should already have. Simone Alisea, KNKX News.